Morning, everybody, and thank you for holding. We would like to welcome you to the fourth quarter 2022 conference call to release results. For those who require simultaneous translation, we do have that tool on the platform. To access this, please press on the globe at the bottom of the screen to select the language that you wish to listen to, Portuguese or English. For those listening to the conference in English, you can mute the original audio. We would like to inform you that this conference is being recorded and this will be available in the company site, ri.estapar.com.br. You can also find the release at the site. During the company presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session. To pose a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and write in your question. When your name is announced, we will turn on your microphone so that you can pose the question. The questions should all be done at the same time, if possible. Now, the forward-looking statements contained in the presentation and made during the video conference referring to the business prospects, projections, and operational and financial goals of Estapar are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company management and on current information available. These forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, assumptions as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that overall economic conditions, market conditions, and other operational factors could impact the performance of Estapar and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in the forward-looking statements. Today, we have the company executives with us, the Daniel Soraigi and Emilio Sanchez, who is our CFO and IRO. I will give the floor to Emilio Sanchez. A good morning to all of you. It is 11 o'clock. We're live speaking to all of you. We have Daniel as well as other company executives. We're going to refer to the results for the last quarter of 2022. We had very good results and we expect to have even better results. We did have a challenging year, but of course that's normal after a pandemic. We're going to see the highlights of the quarter, the fourth quarter 22 results, our ESG agenda, and then we will open the floor for questions and answers to be able to clarify your doubts. Let's go to page number 5 to speak about the highlights. The company attained a record revenue of 300.2 million reais and more than 1 billion reais for the entire year, 1,113,000,000 reais, 33% above 2021. Our EBITDA was 148.3 million reais. We had an 8.5 percentage point growth in terms of margin. I don't know if this has been said in previous releases. Our revenues that come from our apps, from the digital area, the Vaga Inteligente, already represent 16.1% of our total revenue, a very good growth that we have been expecting, and we hope this will continue on. In terms of electromobility, we concluded the M&A in December of 22, the acquisition of 59% of the shares of Zletric, and this is for the charging of electric vehicles, and we are working with this within our operations and outside of our operations, as we disclosed during the year. To conclude, we concluded our purchase of 300 million of real estate receivables certificates, a issue that was extremely well received and that will extend for 7 years to reduce our indebtedness. On the next page, we show you the record net revenue. We have already surpassed our revenues vis-a-vis 2019 with a growth of 33%, reaching more than 1 billion of net revenues, a very strong growth of EBITDA, as you can see, compared to 2020. We more than tripled, of course, our EBITDA in 2022. And as a consequence, our losses were also reduced. We had a reduction of more than 30% in our losses, reaching to 157.7 million. And of course, our issuance will help. Now, of course, these were figures after the pandemic, and you will see how the figures have improved significantly. On page number 7, we're going to speak about our digital strategy that we have referred to quite often. We have 3 different actions in the app with a growth of 34% year on year. We had more than 10 million users in the fourth quarter, a significant number, and revenue reached 16%. Now, the Zuhl team is here. It will be a year since last April, and the concept is to begin to bring in revenues through our insurance brokerage. This is something that we have added in the last few months in Zona Azul. We have rolled this out in the cities where we operate with the digital platform, of course. This is the migration of Vag Inteligencia to our digital platform, and we are doing this in the 14 regions where we operate. We're also offering to pay IPVA, the CRLV digital, the licensing, the payment of fines. And this was something of the past, but this year we have materialized these services. We're very satisfied and confident that this transformation will bring in revenues to the company and success going forward. And finally, the conclusion of our electromobility, the Zletric company that will help us a great deal. We will have a significant growth in the number of customers, and the chargers for electric vehicles are being rolled out. We're already present in 51 cities, 14 states. We have over 600 chargers that have been implemented in Zletric or in our previous company. Now, Zletric is a much larger company. It's almost a monopoly in terms of chargers. Now, the use of these chargers continues to be quite low, but we're leaving this in critical centers, hospitals, shopping malls, commercial centers. And for those who are already parking and consuming energy, this has been a significant addition, and we have been growing very actively. And of course, this should be looked upon as a long-term project of great importance for the company. On page number 9, once again, the issuance of the CRI of, we had imagined doing 250 million reais. We ended up doing 300 million reais. This will lead to a cost reduction compared to what we had previously after the pandemic. We now have a new spread. We had the issuance of CDI plus 2.20 or IPCA plus 8.58%. This enables us to lengthen our debt and will be a bolster to continue to grow. And in the coming quarters, when we release results, you will see that this will have been truly transformative. It will help us amortize debt, generate cash, use our cash to go back to investing once again in the digital platform, as well as in electric chargers, which will be important for the growth of the company. So we hope to have completely turned the page of the effects that we had after the pandemic. I will give the floor to Daniel, who will speak about the results after the pandemic, and then we will be back together. Well, thank you, Emilio. It is a pleasure to be with you to speak about the results of 2022. I'm going to begin speaking about our operational indicators. You can see the evolutions of parking spaces and churn. We ended the year with 461,000 spaces, a growth of 13% vis-a-vis the previous year. We have a growth in the leased and managed segment, which we have focused our energy on, and our growth for 2022 and 23. We reached 10,000 parking spaces. Now, alongside with churn, where we measure losses in operation, we reached a churn of 0.61% in the fourth quarter. And this is one of the historical levels for the company. We believe that in 2023, this indicator will continue to be reduced. In the next slide, slide number 12, we refer to our net revenue. And in the fourth quarter, we had a net revenue of more than 300 million reais, a historical record for the company, a growth of 13.2%. Now, this growth took place in practically all of these segments. It's due to an increase in the flow of vehicles in our operations after the pandemic. Although we have not achieved the levels of before the pandemic, we have 15 or 16% below in terms of flow. We did update our tables, our prices, and we improved our offer of products and services, leading to this important growth. Now, segments that have not grown, on-street concessions and long-term contracts, this is due to the closing of contracts. And in the next slide, with cash gross profit, you will see that these segments have grown and that they are ever more profitable. Now, before moving from this slide, I draw your attention to others of 6.1 million reais in the fourth quarter 22. And here we collect the results of the M&A we have just mentioned of Zelectric and our auto tech strategy, digital strategy. We go on to the next slide, number 13, where we refer to our cash gross profit, the result of our operational flows. In the fourth quarter, 22, we had a normalized cash profit of 66.3 million, a growth of almost 15% vis-a-vis 2021, with a gross margin of 22%. And on a growth trajectory. In the table to the right by segment, I highlight Zona Azul in Sao Paulo with a growth of over 30%. This is one of our contracts, one of our assets where we basically have fixed costs. We work with operational leverage. Revenues grow and we can observe this strong growth in this asset, which is still under maturation. We are at the beginning of the third year. And we still have a great deal to collect from the investments made by the company. Now, in the other segment, where we have expense of 23 million, this does not mean that our SG&A had a negative result of 23. This segment, besides the cost of Zoom Mais and the electric part, also includes the fixed costs of the company. We support this operationally, and this is what we have achieved historically, and we're highly disciplined when it comes to fixed cost in the company. We go on to the slide referring to our EBITDA. This is the managerial EBITDA, the best cash flow that we have without the effects of IFRS. In the fourth quarter of 2022, we had a managerial EBITDA of 33 million reais with a growth of 36%, a strong growth vis-à-vis 2021, and a margin of 11%. Quarter-on-quarter, we observe a significant improvement in this index. We're very enthusiastic with these results and, of course, welcome 2023. It should grow considerably in 2023. In the next slide, we're going to speak about our funds from operations. Well, basically, this is our operational result, cash after paying the debt service and taxes. What is left over after all of these expenses? We have an annual and quarterly evolution. Although we have been through a period of a pandemic where we had less revenues, there was an evolution, negative in 2020, negative in 2021, and only 1 million negative in 2021, and now a positive result of 18.6%. This, of course, is below what we expect to generate through time, but this shows you the growth trajectory. As other indicators such as revenue and EBITDA, we think that this will continue to evolve in 2023. Now, to conclude the economic part of the company, our net loss for the fourth quarter, 44 million BRL. It's an accounting loss, which means an improvement of 13.4% vis-à-vis 2021. Of course, we're not satisfied with this result, but we have observed an improvement quarter-on-quarter. Our focus to pursue to reduce this index in coming quarters, and we will eventually comply with the focus of the company in coming years. In the next slide, after having explained all of the P&L results, we show you our cash flow. It's important for liquidity and cash generation in the company. In September, we ended with a cash of 143 million reais. In the fourth quarter of 2022, between the operational flow generated by the business and working capital variations, a positive generation of almost 114 million reais. We then had CapEx investment in technology in the initiatives that we have remarked, and the growth of the fourth quarter with a disbursement of almost 27 million in the fourth quarter. As we always do, we're very committed to our financial services. We have always honored our financial commitments, and in the fourth quarter, this represented a payment of 40 million as the principal and a high amount in interest payment, 23 million, and we ended the year with 169 million reais. To close my part of the presentation, let's speak about our indebtedness. We ended 2022 with a debt of R$879 million, with a net debt of R$744.5 million. Additionally to this debt, in the first quarter, we issued the CRI. It was issued on March 13th. This is a lower cost debt compared to what we have. We have a marginal cost of CDI plus 3%. And here, once again, it's CDI plus 2.20 for 6 years and IPCA plus 8.567 during 7 years. This has enabled us to reduce our cost. And in the first quarter of 23, this was our subsequent event. And on Monday, we had a material fact about another debenture that is underway. We're during the silent period, but there has been some publications. It's the debenture of Zona Sul, a debt of 30 million reais with a term of 5 years at the cost of CDI plus 275, a longer debt at a lower cost, and we're going to rescue the first issuance. This is in the column of 2023. This is what we can refer to in terms of this issuance data that has already been disclosed, and we will soon inform the market further on this. This concludes the presentation, and we do hope to see you in the next quarter. Very well. I will speak about our ESG agenda that we mention every quarter as one of our highlights. Estapar has been certified as one of the best companies to work for. We worked a great deal post-pandemic at the company. We questioned ourselves because we were generating cash. We suffered a great deal in 2020, 2021. Mobility companies do suffer, and as a result, we had to cut many people, lay off many people, and this, of course, impacts everybody's morale. We do depend a great deal on people, so we have worked on the professionals that remained with us, attempting to motivate them to continue working. And in 2022, we have had a very good result, a growth, and we're quite confident about 2023. This certificate shows that the company is more concerned with people. We have more than 5,000 employees disseminated through Brazil in 77 cities. We do value people and we want to do much more for them. So this year, this is proof of our commitment that we're coming out of a debt, we're resuming growth, but we're also focusing on our people. We're very satisfied at receiving this certificate, and we hope to bring you only good news going forward. Now, with this, we would like to go to the closing remarks, speak about the final ramp up that we saw at the meeting. We have spoken about the results, which are very good. We have surpassed historical records for the year, and for the end of the quarter, we are going towards new frontiers, the digital part and the electrical vehicles. In the commercial area, everybody has done truly incredible work, and in on-street and off-street work, of course, we're expanding. We have renewed Araraquara for an additional 20 years. This is a very important concession for us. So we are back at full steam to be able to grow, and we count upon the employees of the company to join us in this resumption and have an excellent 2023. Now, in terms of our team, of course, they have always been a concern for us. Now, beginning in 2023, we can observe excellent work being carried out. We have had two significant operations that will allow us room to breathe, enable us to invest in the business. Unfortunately, the interest rate continues to be very steep, but it is what it is. We're quite enthusiastic and very confident in terms of 2023. Very well, with this, we're going to go on to the question and answer session. We hope to have complied with your expectations in terms of results, and very shortly, in a month, we will have more interesting news to share with you. We will now begin the question and answer session. We remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and write in your question. When your name is announced, there will be a request for you to unmute your microphone. Please unmute your microphone to pose your question, and please pose all of your questions one after the other. We have a question from Edmundo Assis, an investor. We're going to open up your microphone so that you can pose your question. Edmundo, you may proceed. We're going to read the question by Edmundo Assis. Basically, there are two questions. The first question is, there is an asset of 43 million. This value has been used to pay the accounts for the quarter. Which asset are you referring to? And there is a recurrent figure of 21 million. This is Emilio. Yes, we did sell an asset that we had acquired in 2011, 2012. It's a small mall that we had in São Paulo, in Itaim. The amount was more than the 43 million. This is the part that we allocated to cash. Yes, it refers to the sale of an asset between the Paulista Avenue and Joaquim Floriano, 20 some odd stores that we had in this small shopping mall. Now, we decided to sell the mall and remain with the parking spaces and to be able to invest, of course, in businesses that are our core business. Those 21 million reais, this is a downside protection. Values that we had to receive a minimum value because of investments that we had made in 2019. We reached an agreement. We had 40 million to receive. We made an agreement, received these 21 million in this operation. This was a very delicate situation, and with a view to the future, we decided to make the agreement and receive this amount. All of this in that effort to bring in liquidity, and this is at present value considering the interest rate, and the liability that we have is also being renegotiated. This is all part of our strategy, and we're now focusing more on our core business. I don't know if this has responded to your question. If not, we can speak later privately if you wish. Well, thank you. The question and answer session is concluded. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Emilio Sanchez for the closing remarks. We haven't had any more questions. I would like to thank all of those that participated in the call, the employees that have worked closely with us during the year 2022. Thank the entire board for a work done very well. We see a year 2023 that tends to be better than 2022. And the commitment of the employees will mark a difference in the company. And we hope to see you all again at our next conference call in May. We're going to speak very openly and transparently to everybody. This will be a live presentation. We're quite enthusiastic with our resumption, and the figures will certainly surprise all of you. I thank everybody, the board, and the company, and thank all of you for your attendance. Thank you very much. The Estapar Results Conference Call for the fourth quarter of 2022 ends here. The IR department is at your entire disposal to respond to any additional questions that you may have. Thank you very much for participating.